Hello, and welcome to the Five Kennies Podcast.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving podcast, 2011, and we're podcasting from our home in Nairobi. And today I'm excited to have both Emma and Ava here with me, as we're going to talk a little bit today in the podcast about what life is like for a kid in Nairobi.
Hello, I'm Emma.
So Emma, just recently you were interviewed by Tidings Magazine, which is a publication of the Convention of Atlantic Baptist Churches and the Women's Missionary Society in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland. But a lot of people who listen to the podcast won't read that magazine, so I thought it'd be cool for you to share a little bit here, and I know a lot of people love to hear your voice. So can you tell us a little bit about what life is like for you in Kenya, where you go to school and some of the things you enjoy doing here?
Okay. I go to school at Roslyn Academy, and I like the wildlife here. There's a lot more like cool animals than in Canada, and I love the lions and zebra and elephant, stuff like that. And also I love going to the elephant orphanage and giraffe sanctuary, where you can see elephants and feed giraffes. Yeah.
So we even had an animal in our house today. What was it?
A snake, which I hate.
Well, that's a baby snake.
I know.
So we get to see quite a few animals. Even sometimes we have monkeys come by our home. Mm-hmm. But it's very special. On the other side of the city from where we live, we can feed giraffe in a big treehouse. And there is an elephant orphanage, and you can see baby elephants. In fact, we've seen elephants grow up. When we first moved here in 2006, one of the first things we did on a weekend was go and visit these baby elephants, which are... you've seen grow up quite a bit over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about Roslyn? What grade are you in, and what's the school like there?
Okay, I'm in fifth grade, and the school is a Christian school, and they have an American education. They hang up like flags from every country that a student is from, which I think is really cool, and it's just a really great school.
Yeah, so there's flags from like 30 different countries. So even in your class, you have friends from different countries. What kind of places are your friends from?
Russia, Spain, Korea, and just a whole bunch of other countries.
Yeah, and then of course also people from Africa, Kenya, and different countries within Africa.
Yep.
And so what are some of the things you like to do in school? What are some of your favorite subjects?
I love choir and art, and... I love swimming, and we're having a swimming unit right now in PE, so yeah.
And after school, pretty much every day you have something going on after school. What are the clubs or teams that you're part of?
I go on intramurals, and I'm on the drama, and I go to swim team and Girl Scouts.
Yeah, so twice a week you're in swim team, and then...
Twice a week I'm in, no, well, on Thursdays I have to go to drama. Tuesdays and Thursdays I go on drama. Wednesdays I go to swim team, Monday I go to intramurals, and Friday I go to Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm. And then once drama's over, you'll go back to 2 days a week with swim team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we've been living here for quite a while. Mm-hmm. We first lived in an apartment in a place called Westlands, and now we're living in a house close to Roslyn Academy and also close to Eastleigh, where Mommy and Daddy work. Mm-hmm. What's our house like? Can you describe what it's like to live here?
It's much better than living in an apartment because we can have dogs in a backyard and a trampoline.
How many dogs do we have?
Three. Hermione, Reese, and Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they good dogs or bad dogs?
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. Most of the time they're bad.
And so, you were 5 years old when we moved to Kenya, so now you're 10 years old, so you lived half of your life in Kenya, half your life in Canada. What are some of the things that you miss about Canada?
I miss my family and my friends and the good food that's in Canada.
Now, by good food, do you mean fast food?
Yeah. My favorite restaurant is, I don't know, I think it's Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Yeah.
Okay. I know when we go back, that's one thing Tristan always wants to do is to go to fast food restaurants.
Wendy's or Subway? One of the two.
Okay, cool. And we are going to be going back to Canada next spring. We should be back for a couple of months to do some visiting. What's other than fast food restaurants? Was there anything you're looking forward to doing when you get back to Canada?
My best friend, well, one of my best friends, Lauren, is in Canada, so I want to see her and, yeah, talk to her.
Okay, cool. And if someone was to visit us from Canada, what's your favorite part of Kenya that you'd like to take them to? What would you like to show them?
I love Mombasa, or just like going on safari, which I also love a lot.
So what's Mombasa?
It's like the beach for us. It's on the coast of Kenya, and it's the only place we can really get away that's on the beach.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, do you want to say goodbye to everybody in Canada?
Goodbye. See you.
Hi, and I'm here now with Ava. And Ava, we're gonna just say hello to our friends in Canada and our family
Yep,
there.
yep.
Yep. What are you having for lunch today?
Abina.
Rabina, nice. And can you tell us what are some of the things that you like to do for fun?
I like playing with the dogs.
You like playing with the dogs?
I like playing with me with my house. I like playing with my bike. I like play with my uncles and cousins. I like playing with Emma. I like playing with Tristan, and I like playing with Robert
Robert, Tristan's friend Robert.
and Nana.
Okay, cool. Well,
And mommy.
and mommy, okay. So this weekend we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving, Ava, and one of our traditions is to go around the table and say something we're thankful for. Would you be able to maybe share something you're thankful for, or maybe sing us Grace? We know that you love to sing.
Thank you for this day. I thank you and sent you the day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ava. Okay, do you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Okay, goodbye.
You've been listening to the Five Kennies podcast. If you'd like to learn more about our life and ministry in Kenya, please check out our blog at www.fivekennies.blogspot.com. And if you'd like to learn more about the ministry of Canadian Baptists in Africa and around the world, take a look at the website at www.cbmin.org.
Hey, I'm Ava. You know, Lord, you're always my friend, and our school teacher appointment is good. We supposed to do work and homework and math. And we always swing by myself, and Ava always swing by ourselves. And also, my teacher, and when it's time for lunch, they always teacher say it's lunch time, and everybody always run and go to seesaw, and everybody always play when it's time to go. That way teacher say time to go and everything when it's time to go, that way my parents always open the gate and the baby always there and Laundry always say, and Jasmine always like hugging me, and sometimes she did kiss me in the chin, and good luck.
Ava, it was just your birthday. How old are you now?
And five.
You're 5 years old?
Yep.
Wow. And what did you get for your birthday? What did you do with your friends?
I was having hockey talkies and painting stuff to paint,
So you got a walkie-talkie and you played with that, and then you got
and
lots of
great,
paints.
and I had another paint now, and then, excuse me, and you make stuff beads if you want to go outside at school. That was, yeah, when it's you can do work, everything. It means that we can jump out the stairs and
And I have mermaid shoes and beekeeper shoes. And when Emma was a little kid, Emma would say, and she's gonna say, and when Daddy was a little kid, he watched Michael. He then Daddy, he was Mommy, he was her parents, and Daddy was little. Amen.
Well, you have a lot to say.
Good luck.
Good luck. Well, do you want to say anything to all our friends in Canada? Do you want to say goodbye?
Good. You know, my friends at Canada, Nana, always sleep in Bella's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a girl in the pool. Me and I want to say they're always going to kiss. And that was so funny. When you remember that was a big slide, Daddy?
Yeah, we went camping and there was a big slide at the campground.
Was I scared?
It was a little scary. But you're pretty brave.
Yeah, I was 4 and I didn't sink.
You didn't sink? No.
I just kicked.
Now you swim in the pool and you don't even use floaties. You can swim in the deep end and you're only 5.
And you can, it's too deep for you.
It's too deep for me? It's pretty deep.
For you?
Yeah, it's over my head.
It's not deep for me.
No, you're a good swimmer. We have a lot to be thankful for. From our family to yours, we wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving.